Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Fallout 4 podcast. So, we've reached 500 total views, well, 518, but I felt like it's been, well, too short to get it because I've been taking some breaks and I've been watching it all, well, add up to this. And it's kind of crazy, to be honest. So, I'm going to be doing just, like, one more episode before the 500. What? The 500 special, because it kind of feels weird doing it right after the 400 special. But anyway, this will be another review. We're going to be doing Rad Scorpions, Super Mutants, and, We're doing Rad Scorpions, Super Mutants, and Ghouls. Okay, I'll start off with Rad Scorpions. If you've ever heard of the Emperor Scorpion, then it's nothing compared to the Rad Scorpion. The Rad Scorpion is an Emperor Scorpion, but it's not also. It's very, very, very highly radiated into this massive version of the Emperor Scorpion, except with a stronger shell, or hide, and a huge stinger with even more deadly poison, and can dig under you to ambush you, occasionally coming in groups of three or more. In my experience with these creatures, they're, well, depending on your level, they can be challenging. When I got attacked by one on level 10, I gotta tell ya, it put me through a literal hell. But now fighting them in the Glowing Sea, and in the Glowing Sea they're even worse considering it's ground zero for the nuke. But in the Glowing Sea, it's literally just like killing mole rats. Anyway, next up is Super Mutants. There are very many, and I mean a lot of different classes of Super Mutants. And when I say that, I'm not exaggerating. I can't remember all of them, but there is a Super Mutant Overlord, a Super Mutant Warlord, those are very hard, and I'm just gonna stop at those, because I cannot remember many more than that, but yeah. Super Mutants are probably one of the most common enemies, well, depending on your level. I find them about everywhere now, from wandering around the streets of the wasteland to making a gigantic fortress at an abandoned pre-war car shop. Or car repair site, I don't remember. Anyway, and they favor very heavy weapons. Occasionally they have miniguns and pipe rifles, but a lot of them, if you like disarm them, they'll start punching. But some of them have super sledges. Some are modified, some are just normal. But let me tell you, you do not want to anger a super mutant with a minigun. They are hellspawn. They call themselves the superior race of the Commonwealth when they're somewhat of the filth of the Commonwealth. We've talked about their somewhat of brothers and sisters, the Behemoths. They're like if you took one super mutant, decided to pump it up with millions of steroids and make him work for 10 years. That's basically what a behemoth is. Behemoths are absolute juggernauts. Not that super mutants weren't juggernauts already, but these guys are pretty badass. They'll go around freaking smashing you with a fire hydrant ripped from the ground attached to the pipe, and will hurl boulders at you. It's even worse than it sounds somehow. I don't even know. Anyway, so we're getting off topic. Some super mutants, it's kind of rare, but will just come at you brute force, punching you. It's definitely not as strong as one with a sledgehammer, as you can probably imagine. But, it's still pretty funny to just watch them throw punches at you. And, to be honest, it's kind of entertaining. Anyway, so, the next one we're going to be talking about, ghouls. Ghouls, are another pretty common thing you can find in the wasteland. They come in many, many more classes than super mutants. From the normal feral ghoul to the frickin' highly radiated, and I mean highly radiated, bloated, glowing one, which we've gone over in a previous episode, but we're just gonna be talking about some other ones. So, the feral ghoul are somewhat zombies, but Bethesda made it very clear that they are not zombies. They're more of, this is gonna pretty much sound like a zombie, even though Bethesda doesn't want them to have that title. Ghouls are very highly irradiated humans caused by the nuke. Some aren't, haven't gone feral yet. Those are somewhat common, like Daisy and Good Neighbor. She's a vendor. And there's also Hancock and Good Neighbor. He's the actual leader, mayor of the town. He's somewhat savage. In the beginning, just a warning, this is a spoiler if you haven't already gone through this part. The first time you enter Good Neighbor, he'll be going in an argument with this dude, and he'll start acting calm, then he'll straight up go up to the guy and stab him in the gut 3 or maybe 1 time with a combat knife. I'm not even joking, but we'll go over Hancock and other characters in Good Neighbor a little bit later. But ghouls that have gone savage or feral are not to be trifled with. They're what you would call the scum of the wasteland. They're sort of the representatives of a bunch of the Fallout 4 franchise, besides the Deathclaw, but yeah. There, as I have said, are many different types, like the Feral Ghoul Reaver, which are actually sometimes armored, implying that they were raiders that got very highly irradiated. If this sounds a little odd because ghouls usually just came from the bombs, it's because if you've ever been to this one spot, I can never remember the name of it, but if you have the Vault-Tec Workshop mod, it's pretty much that area where that raider camp is, and they're by a literal hot spring filled up with toxic waste barrels, and they've built an entire fortress around it. No joke. And they've been staying there long enough for them to turn into ghouls. And my assumption is that they decided to go there because, for obvious reasons, they didn't think people would venture too far into there because of the radiation, which makes sense, but for the sole survivor, it should be not a big deal if you're really good and you have the rad resistance perk and some rad away with you. Just stay out of the water and away from the barrels, okay? And with that, we are going to wrap up. And that was today's episode of the Fallout 4 podcast. The next one, as I've said, will be the 500 listen special. Hope you're ready for that, because it's gonna be probably longer than this episode was. If not, then I probably am in a rush, because I want it to be nice. Anyway, see you next time on the Fallout 4 podcast.